Do you think there was one year in this day when God did not forgive you? What do you think? Was there one day in your life this year where you did not sin? Well, I think I can say there were many days in this day of my life where I did not consciously sin. But unconsciously, every day. How do I know? Because I'm not yet like Christ. As long as I'm not like Christ, there's some unconscious sin in me which I'm not aware of. God doesn't hold me responsible. But I sinned. And I'll tell you why we do it every day and why we need to ask forgiveness every day. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Jesus did not say we have to repeat this prayer like a parrot or play it like a tape recorder. He said in Matthew 6:9, pray then in this way. Matthew 6:9, pray then, not repeat this, no. In this way. That means this must be the pattern of your prayer where God is first, your kingdom come, your name be hallowed, your will be done, God's needs first, and then my needs, my bread, my food, my forgiveness, my victory. But first God, that is the way we got to pray. But he also taught us something else here. Pray then in this way, give us this day, our daily food. So it's a daily attitude I must have. This prayer must be not repeated daily, but it must be the way in which I must pray every day. With God first, my needs second. God's needs first. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in my life as it is done in heaven. And then my needs, my food and my earthly needs, job, house, etc., etc. But I have to pray for it, verse 11, every day. It's a life of daily dependence. The word daily, this day, verse 11. Teach me that the next verse is also this day daily. Verse 12, and forgive us our debts this day, today. Just like we forgive others, we probably need to forgive others also every day. Because we live in a world which is full of evil people. You husbands and wives, you need to forgive each other every day. Sure. Not what they do deliberately. I don't think most husbands and wives are deliberately planning, okay, today I'm going to hurt my wife, or today I'm going to hurt my husband. Most people hurt their husbands and wives accidentally, sometimes by misunderstanding. You said something and the other person understood it another way. Fight. Forgive like God forgives. Lord, this day, please forgive me. Just like I've this day forgiven everyone who has hurt me. What a wonderful thing it is to go to bed at night having forgiven every single person. That's been the way I sleep for many years now. There's not a single person on earth I've not forgiven. I say there may be people I don't even know, but Lord, they're forgiven. I want you to forgive me of my unconscious sins, the ways in which I'm not yet like Christ. Cleanse me. And I want to forgive others. And every day, Lord, don't lead me into temptation too strong for me, but deliver me. The very prayer, deliver me, means I cannot deliver myself in the time of temptation. Lord, when I'm tempted to be angry, deliver me. I cannot deliver myself. When I'm tempted to lust after women, deliver me. I cannot deliver myself. Lord, deliver me day by day from evil and from the evil one. Because the power is yours, not mine. It's a beautiful prayer. The power is yours. So that's what he's saying in Hebrews 8, the new covenant. I will put my law in your mind. I will write them in your heart. I'll give you grace to be an overcomer. And I will be merciful to your past. Verse 12, Hebrews 8, 12. I will not remember them anymore. And on top of it all will know me personally. as their father. You will not need Brother Zach to come and explain to you God is your father. He did that in the days when you were a baby. But now you know him yourself. And even if Brother Zach disappears from the scene, it doesn't matter. You know God is your father. They will not teach every man his name and brother saying, you got to know God is your father. No, all will know me. You say, but I'm a new believer. Okay, your name comes first, by the way. Are you a new believer? Your name is first in verse 11. All will know me from the newest believer to the most mature believer. Did you read that? It's just a paraphrase of verse 11. From the newest believer to the most mature believer. Who's the first one? The newest one. He will know me. You don't have to wait 1 year to know God as your father. You can know God as your father the day you're born again. The devil doesn't want you to know that. But God wants you to know him as your father. He wants you to call him dad. In a reverential way. Father. Father. Oh, what a wonderful life, my brothers and sisters. As we approach the new year, let's go back to 1 John 2:6 again. What a word that is. In this new year, Father, you have put a desire in my mind. You have written your law in my mind. And that law is walk as Jesus walked. Live by the principles Jesus lived by. Live saying, not my will, but your will, God, every day. And every moment of every day. Unconsciously, not my will. The Holy Spirit will prompt you. No, not that way. Go this way. Listen to that prompting. I will write my law in your mind. I'll give you the desire to walk by the principles that Jesus walked by on his life on earth. Because he was tempted like us. And he overcame by the power of the Holy Spirit. And not only will I give you that desire, I will write, that means I'll give grace in your strength and your heart so that you can walk by the same principles that Jesus walked by. Jesus never got angry once when it concerned himself. They could call him the devil, they could spit on his face, they could do whatever they like. No. You think he was not tempted to be angry? He was tempted like us. When people insult you and call you all types of bad names and tell false stories about you, you're tempted to be angry, sure. And they told all types of false stories about Jesus. He was tempted, but he didn't get angry once. Because the Holy Spirit gave him strength in his heart. No, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're saying. I'm not living here to please them. They can tell whatever story about me or that they like. Maybe they're telling story about your children. Forget it. Can somebody spoil your children by telling stories about them? No. You will spoil them by not forgiving those people. By teaching your children not to forgive those people, you're spoiling the children. You're the one who's spoiling your children, not those people. They're only telling false stories about your children. But you're the one spoiling your children by teaching them to have a wrong attitude to those people. Many CFC parents have spoiled their children by criticizing others. By defending your children in a wrong way. Protecting them. Oh, my dear girl, did they say that about you? Oh, forget, they are evil. Why not teach your dear little girl to forgive them? It's okay. Jesus is with you. God is your father. He will not let anything happen to you. Do you know the hair on your head is numbered? Do you teach your children that? That the hairs on the head are numbered? That they are more value to God than all the sparrows in Bangalore? Those are the things we should teach our children.